It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and it's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse, where we go down to the courthouse and just ask a simple question.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I had to take care of some business.
What kind of business?
I ain't gonna tell you that. But you know what? Check this out. Check this out, brother. I was about halfway, now I'm gone.
So you're a little tipsy. I can smell a little bit of alcohol. You've had a couple?
It's cool, but hey, I can take care of my business and... You know, and go on.
So where do you go from here, man?
Do some more horticulture and, you know, landscaping.
So I got to ask, when you're working, do you also have a couple drinks? I mean, it makes everything better.
No. Oh, hell no. Not on the job. Only when I got to come to court.
That is a good philosophy in life.
Don't drink on the job. Only drink when you have to go to court.
I mean, hey, you know what? Judges don't mind.
No.
It's a party up in the courthouse. That's why you're there.
That's what you always hear. And that's why whenever Jose and our intern Sue Lynn go down to the courthouse to talk to people, they're always in such good moods.
Yeah, we're drunk too.
They actually really are.
They are. Yeah. You talk to the happiest people down there. They say Disneyland's the happiest place on earth. I don't think so. Yeah. I think it's the courthouse.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, pleading guilty.
For what crime?
I pleaded guilty to attempted possession of a firearm. I don't know how it's attempted, but it's really good though.
You seem very happy for a guilty person.
Yes, I'm very happy because I was looking at 20 years.
And now what you looking at?
I did 18 months.
Oh, okay.
18 months credit served.
Oh, so you're fresh out.
I'm fresh. I get to go home.
How is jail?
The food is terrible. There's nothing good about the food.
Yelp review the food. What would you say out of 5 stars?
-5.
Wow. Okay. Remind me never to get arrested then.
Yeah.
Because I've always thought about it. I'm like, I don't, you know, if I had to go to jail, fine. At least I got a place to sleep and everything else. But I've always heard good things about the food.
Yeah, I thought they had like souffles.
Yeah, I always thought the food was just like steak every night. But apparently the food in jail, not good.
Well, the thing is if they use that as a deterrent for crime, it may work better. Like, you will be forced to eat horrible food for 5 months. I feel like we should emphasize that more than just being locked up.
This is America, where we care more about food than anything. So people be like, I don't care. I'm not going to jail. I don't care about anything else. It's just I hear the food is bad, and I got a McDonald's right down the street from my house.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I was out of my apartment. They kicked me out for not paying $1,200 fee. So I was homeless for 2 days, but they throw me in that crazy house over there.
Oh, so this is like
crazy.
The place across the street is like a kind of like a shelter, right?
No, it's not a shelter. It shelters those people who smoke marijuana, and they smoke marijuana all night up there, all day.
Have you ever felt like you got like a little bit of a high off of it?
Yeah, it was like 3 years ago. I experienced a miracle. Now I can see.
Oh, well, this is what I think we should do.
You don't get paid to think.
She really blasted you at the end there. Whoa.
It's kind of true, though. You don't get paid to think.
I'm confused.
Yeah. She was against marijuana, but it helped her to be able to see.
It was a miracle.
Like, where are we at?
She's not crazy.
Yeah. No, she wasn't at all. She sounded perfectly sane.
Totally sane.
Definitely.
What you doing at the courthouse? What's that around your neck?
I have two things around my neck. I have a duck. And I also have a beacon.
Why do you have a duck?
Because I want to make a difference.
Okay, so then why do you have the duck?
Why not?
Are you going to ignore them? Oh. He's taking a phone call.
I'm in the middle of an interview. I got to go. Thank you.
Spam callers?
No, I got a lot of problems in life, and I owe a couple of people, too. So they want their money, too, but, you know, what can I do if I don't have a job?
You know what you could do? Quack at them.
What's that going to do?
I mean, I don't know until you try, you know? You feel better?
I guess.
Wow, that was a sad duck at the end of that.
Very sad.
Or a sad duck.
I'm conducting an interview right now. You know, whoever was on the other line knows again. They're like, oh my God, no, he's not. Fine, call me back.
And for once, he was actually telling the truth.
Yeah.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Supposedly, I was possessing cocaine.
Oh man, how'd that happen, bro?
I don't know nothing about nothing, honestly. I don't know what they're talking about.
I like your defense because I feel like bad for you already. I feel already like you just walked up to a bag of white powder, thought it was sugar. All of a sudden, cops came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I didn't walk up to nothing. I ain't seen nothing. I didn't know what it was. I don't know whose it was. I don't even know what it was. They said, I don't know nothing about nothing.
I don't know about nothing. Yeah, I'm too high to know anything about anything.
It's hard to believe when you laugh through the entire statement.
Exactly. That was what you're doing at the courthouse. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.